is the sun. Do-do-do-do. It was bright. Eric Penny wants to know, has Brady's frustration with the lack of playmakers on offense forced the Pats to make roster changes? Did Brady tell you he was frustrated with the lack of playmakers on offense? I haven't been told that. I think the Pats have made roster changes because they've had no choice. Their roster's absolutely decimated, so they're pulling new guys in like Demaryius Johnson and Trey Williams because they simply need bodies to put on the field. They're lacking depth. Although it probably is frustrating to see guy week after week go down, I don't think it is because of the frustration that they're bringing new guys onto the roster. 5 days from now, she sits at home. That's rolling. Connor Koch wants to know, what is the likelihood Hightower plays? Also, is Jamie Collins ready to come back? We saw both at practice this week. Hightower was limited. Jamie Collins has been out there running around. But here's what I'm going to say. Nobody is going to come back until they're ready to come back. They can't risk further injury. As long as the Patriots are set on making it to the playoffs, they're going to hold these guys out as long as they can in order to make sure that they're healthy and they have them when they need them. Sorry. My phone bust. Stop. Emails on emails. Rick Stanley wants to know, hello Miranda, who is going to step up to the Pats-O to help TB12? Well, I think the main guy to keep your eye on is exactly the person who stepped up for Deion Lewis, and that's Brandon Bolden, simply because he's come up big when they've needed him in the past couple of games. And with Gronk out, we're going to have to see more from Scott Chandler. We've seen him in the back of the end zone multiple times, but I think we need to see more big yardage plays like the ones we're used to seeing from Gronk. That's a wrap. Oh. God, are you kidding me? And that's a wrap.